Hey guys, welcome back to Gossip. I'm Caroline.
And I'm Erin.
And we're recording.
Live from the beach.
So windy.
Just kidding. We completely forgot to record when, like we said, we did our, during our last episode. We were going to record on our vacation in Kiowa Island, South Carolina. We actually didn't forget. We just got busy.
Well,
and just didn't feel like it.
The last episode, I was like, oh my God, we'll be coming to you from the beach.
No. No, that never happened.
I just explained that.
Well, thought I'd reiterate.
Thanks.
Okay. Anywho, we went to, we did go to the beach, but before that, we went to our cousin's wedding. And I just have to say,
it was amazing.
It was so beautiful.
Best wedding I've ever been to.
I've honestly only been to two weddings in my adult life, but I don't know how it could get better than that one, personally.
It was like out in western South Carolina in this very cute little city slash town. But where they had the wedding was at this lovely estate. It was outside, flowers. It was nice and warm. It was just such a beautiful ceremony. It was a black tie theme. Everyone looked beautiful.
Beautiful Southern Charm wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Loved it. So much fun.
And then from there, we drove, three and a half hours across the state over to Kiowa Island.
Very hungover.
Very hungover. Well, some more than others.
Some more than... Okay. I had a hard morning. But once I got over the hump of said morning, Kyle, my boyfriend, who was featured, if you listen to our podcast at all, he must have had a late onset hangover because we didn't go to bed till 2 a.m. And we woke up and it was 8 a.m. He goes, yeah, I'm going to the pool. I'm going to go jump in the pool.
Go puke in the bushes, then jump
in
the pool.
He went to the pool,
just kidding.
Went swimming. Showered, got dressed, ate a huge breakfast. We get in the car and he was fighting for his life the entire 3 hours.
And for all of you who know Caroline, she's actually like, she's doing better, but she's literally so scared of throw up. So every time Kyle would
terrible.
Like make any kind of sound, she'd be like eyes wide, look right at him and like, oh my God. And there was this one
I had
point,
a bag ready.
And me and my boyfriend were sitting in the back seat. And my boyfriend at one point accidentally stepped on Kyle's seatbelt, like from the back. And Kyle was asleep and he woke up with a bleh, and everyone was like, and Caroline's eyes actually have never seen them so wide. And she pulled this like gallon Ziploc bag out of her purse. I was like, actually, where'd you get that?
Just in case.
So she just carries one on her.
I'm psychotic. It's
all
fine.
The time. Just in case someone throws up.
However.
And he was like,
my mom.
But that sound that Kyle made was just because the seatbelt squeezed his stomach.
Yeah, it squeezed his
bad,
tummy and
bad
woke him
timing.
Up from his nap.
Cam had no idea he did it.
No.
Poor guy.
Well, everyone, my dad was like in the process of pulling over, my mom's ducking, everybody thought Kyle was just gonna throw up all over the car, and then all of a sudden he goes, hey
Cam,
did you step on my seatbelt? Cam goes, oh shit, sorry buddy. And that was it. That was all. Everybody had a small heart attack, but
I think
worry.
It was just you and my mom. Actually, my dad was driving, had no idea.
No, he started pulling the car like to the next lane to get over. He said he was
all right.
Anywho, it was a great vacation. It consisted of a lot of pool days, a lot of beach days.
A lot of pina coladas and this lovely drink that they have called Jamaican Me Crazies. Maybe those are everywhere. I don't know.
It's basically a pina colada with blue caracao.
Dude, I'm pretty
Carousel?
Sure it's curacao.
Sorry.
Caracao?
Caracao. I don't know.
It's like one of my roommates once pronounced Jake Gyllenhaal as Jake Gyllennial.
Ooh.
It's almost as bad as that.
I would have done that.
it was so funny.
But yeah, no, it was fun. Erin and I found a lot of gluten-free nachos. Shout out gluten-free.
Oh, yeah, at the pool bars. Like, you think of a pool bar and you're like, that's disgusting. But this is like a nice place, so they actually have good food at the pool bar.
No, it's good quality.
Oh my God, yeah. Best nachos ever.
I think what makes a nacho really good is the queso, because
the queso kind of is key. Well, some places dip out on the cheese.
Well, you dip out on the cheese, but if you have queso to cover it, it has to
but
be a specific
fine.
Like white. Queso,
creamy. Yeah, not the orange,
salty,
not the orange kind.
No, like not spicy, not like none of that shit. We like a salty white queso on top of the nachos. That's what makes a good nacho.
You need sour cream. You need guac.
Pico.
Little bit of lettuce over the top. Some people like beans. Not me. My boyfriend always roasts me because I don't get the pico because I don't like tomatoes. Sorry.
She's a tomato hater. I don't understand.
And you know what? I don't eat the jalapeno, but I like the flavor of the jalapeno on it.
Yeah. I always challenge myself and have just like one bite.
I'm just a ween when it comes to spicy food, so can't do it. But we did so many fun things on this trip. We, again, lots of pool, lots of beach.
We did a wine tasting.
Yeah, we did a wine tasting, which was honestly such a highlight. It was so fun. We tried six amazing. Different wines. It was more Italian themed. It was two whites to start and then two reds. And we started off with a Chardonnay and we were
no,
all
it was
like
four reds, two whites.
Wait, what'd I say?
Two whites, two reds.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Damn it.
Just heard it right in my earphones. Headphones.
Well, I meant two whites, four reds. It was for my mom's birthday. And we started out with a Chardonnay and we were like, oh no, like,
I hate
actually,
Chardonnay.
I don't like Chardonnay. That's why we were all like, shit. It was actually so delicious.
So good.
It was called Lava. It was in this more like rectangular kind of bottle.
Yeah.
So good. But just to shout out our wine expert.
Sommelier.
Is she a sommelier?
I think she's in training.
It looks like she's a CMS level one because I'm looking right at her Instagram, which is she is kind of, I think, looking to kind of start her own thing going around in that area with doing
she totally
wine
should.
Tasting. She killed it. Like, actually, like, couldn't have asked for anything better. It was amazing. And her name's Lily. And her Instagram for her business for the wine tasting is pour, like pouring a glass of wine, P-O-U-R, decisions by _Lil, L-I-L.
Yeah.
So clever. Love that play on
she
words.
Was
kind of
so,
like gossip.
Yep. Kind of. Yeah. And we love a good play on words here.
Yeah.
She was so great, though. And
I think she's in like her late 20s. She was so much fun. Super knowledgeable about each wine. If you're into wine. I mean, not that I know that much about wine, but now I'm interested in knowing more about wine after that.
Yeah. And I was going to say, like, as much as I liked tasting the wine, I loved the educational aspect of like knowing what I was smelling and tasting and like where it came from and then like how to find affordable wines that like if you want to go. Oh, my God. Could I stop saying like? Is that possible?
Yeah, you should try.
I'm going to try my best. Okay, here we
go. Just go with a hmm instead.
Hmm.
Or well, maybe not.
Oh, God. I really liked that she was able to make suggestions about different types of wine that are more affordable that we might like.
Yeah.
Like Chardonnays.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
Because we don't like Chardonnay, but
and I'm usually
the one that we had was affordable and really good.
Exactly. And Caroline, actually, surprisingly, she's not, you're dabbling in red wines. I'm more of a red wine drinker.
I
used to be more on the white wine. Now I'm in a red wine phase. But she actually found some red wine she liked during that tasting.
I'm
so proud of her.
My dad and I are on we're on our wine journey. And because he's not really into wine so much anymore. And I like Prosecco and I like some rosés, but I'm really picky about my wine. So my dad and I decided we're on our red wine journey.
I love that. Because he doesn't really drink that much red wine, but he'll have like a glass every once in a while,
like
with
maybe
like
on a
steak.
Holiday,
yeah, maybe like on Christmas with like
or Easter, yeah.
But yeah, but overall, so amazing. That was my first experience with a wine tasting. I think Caroline had done one literally the week before, which was so funny. So you could kind of compare and contrast the wines you had.
It was very different,
very
though.
Different. Yeah, different vibes.
I enjoyed both of them for different reasons, but for this particular wine tasting that we're talking about, like, shout out Lily.
Yeah, shout out
she
Lily. And we were also in home,
so well.
Which was so awesome. I just love that, like,
and just like
she
vacation
came.
Vibes.
She also brought the most amazing cheese board. Where Caroline and I can't eat gluten. It was like gluten-free pita. Like, everything was so good.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah. But shout out to you, Lily. We really loved having you at our temporary home in Kiowa.
And if you guys are ever traveling to that area, like South
Coastal
Carolina.
South Carolina.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
Totally. If you wanted to do an in-home wine tasting, it was decently affordable, and
yeah.
You should hit up.
Again, her username is at pour, P-O-U-R, decisions by _Lil, L-I-L.
Yeah,
so
super fun.
Definitely reach out to her. She was awesome. Anyways, though, we do have a couple. Well, is that all we have on Kiowa?
I guess. We just had a lot of random shit to talk about because we're catching up a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh,
super rough flight there. Just saying. What, like?
It was not that bad.
Caroline, you were in the very last seat. So, sorry, Cam. I'm gonna expose you right now. But my boyfriend is like really scared of flying.
He's a pussy.
Caroline.
I'm sorry. I love you, Cam.
You're scared of throw up, pussy.
I know.
Yeah. All right. And so we're in the back, way back. So originally Kyle and Cam were supposed to be farther back in the plane, but I switched because they bought their tickets separately. But I switched with Kyle. So he was sitting next to Caroline. I sat next to Cam in the back, so he wasn't all by himself. We were in the very last seat. So bumpy. Before we took off, they had to like delay the flight for 30 minutes because one of the seats, they were like, there's a seat in the back that's broken. And I literally thought it was mine because my seat wouldn't recline. It wasn't whenever we got off the fucking ground into the air and made it to South Carolina. But yeah, it was a little treacherous getting there, but like totally worth it.
Oh, it was fun.
Yeah, it was so much fun. But
I like a couple bumps here and there. I'm like, ooh, a big cloud. It's going to be really bumpy. But it's like, ooh, because the cloud is so puffy. You know, you just fly right through and it's like,
exactly.
Bump,
it's like bumps in the road.
Yeah, it's like lulls me to bed.
100%. And yeah, anyways, though, that was Kiowa. Enough about that. We had a couple other topics we wanted to cover. We're going to go over a couple things Caroline wanted to cover, but I will disclose. I'll tell you what I'm going to talk about. I'm going to talk about the first episode of season 2 of The Last of Us at the end. So I'll warn you. So if anyone's watching it or hasn't watched it yet, I'll just let you know. Spoiler alert coming up. But Caroline, why don't you?
Great show.
Yeah, great show.
As you probably know from previous episodes, if you've listened, I watch a lot of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
So do I.
I love them.
I love it.
But I recently just watched Khloe Kardashian on Call Her Daddy.
Oh, I still have to watch that.
I freaking love her. And it's so funny because I watched it. And today, one of my best friends texted me, like, off the dome, who's your favorite Kardashian? Like, don't even think about it.
Khloe.
And I immediately texted Khloe. I was like, she's killing it. She's such a boss. And throughout the whole episode, she was just like, I don't even know. She is so well spoken and so like composed and funny, and she has great
she
stories.
Seems like she's lived like many lives. She's very wise. Like, I know it sounds silly, yeah, but she's very wise and has like a very good take on everything. She's so positive for all the stuff she's gone through.
She's an old soul, and I found it so interesting, like some of the stuff she was talking about. She really opened up about her past relationships, and one of them that I found so wild, and like, what woman wouldn't do this? But her first marriage to Lamar Odom, she, I don't know, found him in a motel room with a woman and said she went ballistic, and then showed up to her niece's birthday party the next day with bandanas around her knuckles because they were bleeding and bruised because she just went apeshit.
Oh my God.
I was like, queen. I mean, what woman in that situation? I mean, you could choose a different route, but still, I was like, damn, Khloe.
I mean, that, yeah, I guess that would make anyone pretty angry if they found their significant other in that situation, but yeah damn. But I feel like it's funny too, though, because she's like, I'm a completely different person than I was then. She's like, I don't trust old me. I don't trust me choosing guys. And it's so sad because, like,
it's she's not come her
out
fault.
No, it's not her fault. And like, she's just come out on the other side. Like, she could have chosen to like go downhill, and it's like she's almost like a better person for it. It's not better, but like she's,
yeah,
I don't know, maybe that also comes with growing
well,
up. But like,
and I think
it seems
thing,
like it shaped her.
One thing she said during the podcast, she kept repeating that like she wouldn't change a thing about her life. Like, they were like, oh, what would you...
No regrets, I
Alex
guess.
Alex Cooper was like, what would you say to a younger version of yourself? And she was just basically saying, like, you're doing great. Like, you're doing the best you can.
Yeah, because all that stuff that happened to her, I feel like, has made her who she is today. Although that sounds corny. It's
right.
Like, I mean,
and
she's awesome.
She loves who she is today.
She should. She's great.
She's a boss-ass bitch.
Yeah, she is.
That's all I really had on that. But another kind of snowballing off of that, Coachella happened this past weekend.
Yes.
I
loved the vibes this year.
I did too. I was just going to say the festival outfits from a lot of like the, you know, A-lister celebrities, like pretty chill.
Yeah.
T-shirt, jeans, like couple cute tops, maybe a dress here and there, but they were
couple cute tops or capel?
A couple cute tops.
Oh my God, I thought you said capel cute. I'm like, am I missing out on something? What
no.
does that mean?
No.
Sorry.
No. But they really
capital
toned
cute tops.
Okay.
Sorry. I just had to say it one more time.
Okay. It's okay. They really toned it down this year, though, and they looked really good, but I really liked the casual vibe.
Yeah. Well, it's so funny. Like, I saw so many memes or, like, pictures on Instagram that were, like, bring back this Coachella. Like, you remember it was, like, flower, like, lace
yeah.
everywhere, like jean shorts, whatever, like, the flower crowns, which is hilarious.
It's okay to not stress out so much about it.
That had to have been, what, like, 10 years ago? It was, like, 2015 where everything looked like that. It's just
yes.
funny to see the changes.
I love that version of Coachella, though, where it was really, like...
That's what Coachella, like, was to everyone.
Yeah, it's, like, kind of, like, hippie, boho, like,
but
all
I kind of...
I
liked what the take everyone had this year.
I did, too. I mean, I think... Right, like, different groups of people, you see, like, rave outfits all the way to, like, Kylie Jenner, who was in, like, a white crop top and white jeans.
And I think Kendall was in this, like, super cute yellow dress. Did
super
you see
cute.
That?
Yeah, and
yeah.
then there were people, like, I think...
Hailey had on a really cool red top with, like, jeans, but,
yeah.
like, I'm not doing it justice, but it was, like, a leather halter top.
Mm-hmm.
It was really cool.
It was cool. And then, also, her brand and Kendall's brand did kind of like a collab almost, where there was
so fun.
Small mini like 818 tequilas, which is Kendall's tequila brand, and then Rode is obviously Haley's skincare brand, mm-hmm. and they did a photo booth and they had like mini Rode products and mini 818 products, and it was really cute because it like,
sounds like
besties.
Our worlds like coming together, like you love Rode products and like I mean I love 818 tequila. I love tequila.
Aaron loves tequila point blank period.
I know, like I used to be a vodka person because like, you know, Tito's says gluten-free right on it.
Tito's says gluten, yeah.
But you know what they don't
no
tell
gluten.
You is that...
No gluten, sorry.
Yeah, but you know what they don't tell you when you get diagnosed with celiac is that pretty much all tequila is gluten-free, so...
So you're going to be okay.
Am I winning? Yes.
Yeah, I'd say you're winning.
Yes. Although yes, we do winning. Like wine up in here, up in this podcast.
We like wine, tequila, I...
Just sip on tequila and ice.
I like a margarita here and there. But my drink of choice is definitely not tequila.
And what's my drink of choice, Caroline?
Tequila.
Oh my God, no.
Red wine. What,
just tequila? I'm saying my drink of choice, not my.
Oh, not your. Okay, sorry.
What's, you just said my drink of choice isn't a margarita. What's mine?
It's a margarita.
With what?
Salt rim.
Yeah.
And a lime.
Of course. Always.
But it can't be like that cheap shit. Like Aaron wants like a fresh marg.
Yeah, it can't be that fucking cheap shit.
Well,
it's dead. No, actually, it can't. A freshly... you know what?
Do you want to hear what happened after Aaron drank that cheap shit?
When?
Right before Christmas. When we went to see our cousins.
Wait, I don't even know what you're talking about.
In Connecticut.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You bought, like, the Jose Cuervo mix. And you and Kyle went, like, kind of hard on the Jose Cuervo mix. And I don't really like that many margs because I'm not good at tequila. And so I had some high noons. And the next morning, we were supposed to leave by noon. And she was just like a zombie walking around. Oh, I forgot you were here. How? Oh, I don't know.
You know what this goes to show is I actually, I really can't remember what you're talking about. So.
Wow.
But anyways, 818, love it. Love that her, Kendall and Haley did a collab. Any other Coachella moments that you didn't bring up or that I missed? Like specific outfits, anything like that.
I think well,
the performances, by the way, too.
Oh, the performances were great.
Did you see Benson Boone did a cover of?
Why does everybody shit on Benson Boone?
Dude, I love Benson Boone.
I think
he's so talented.
He's so talented, and he puts on a great show, dude. And everybody shits on him. Well, and I don't understand.
Also,
it.
Like athletes, like have commented on like the breath control he must have to be doing those flips and then continue singing. Like it's actually super insane. He must be in really good shape to
it's
be
like,
doing that too.
It's like Pink when she flies through the air.
Wait, people are giving him shit?
Yeah.
For people, what?
People are just like hating on Benson Boone. I don't know. They're calling him like extra or like try hard or I don't know.
They're just sad they're not as talented as he is.
Yeah.
But he did a cover of Bohemian Rhapsody, was it? No.
Yeah.
Was it Bohemian Rhapsody? By Queen. And he like killed it. I totally see how he has like some inspiration from Freddie Mercury, like with his clothing and
stuff. Absolutely.
Too. Yeah.
He's super cool.
People were saying like, he's trying to copycat Harry Styles. I'm like, no, he's not.
No, he's doing backflips.
He's doing his own fucking thing. Leave him alone.
He is. And he's doing backflips. Well, does Harry Styles do backflips?
I don't think he does backflips, but
him Harry Style.
Style. But they were saying that he was copying Harry Styles' style with like what he wears on stage and whatever. Like
I think it's his own.
I think so too, but like I don't know. But he killed his performance. There were other performances too. It's like, remember, you know Lisa?
Yeah.
And the cast of White Lotus was like there, like
yeah, cheering on
Lisa.
Well, her name is Mook in the show.
Okay.
But she's part of Blackpink.
Yeah.
And
but there was Blackpink was there, like Lisa I think performed, Jennie performed.
Yeah.
Did Rosie perform? I actually don't know.
I don't know.
But anyways, and Lady Gaga killed it.
Like Patrick Schwarzenegger.
Charlie freaking XCX and Billie Eilish did the song Guess.
Yeah.
I love that song.
Yep.
So. Yeah, but it was really amazing overall. The performance was like killer. So
top tier. I've never been to Coachella. I feel like I've always in the past been like, oh, I totally want to go to Coachella, whatever. I'm totally fine watching it from my phone.
I wanted to go really badly when I was like 17.
Same.
16 maybe.
Same. But now
I really wanted
now
to be
I'm
there.
Like, oh.
If I happened to be there
Couchchella
during
is
Coachella.
Cool too.
Yeah. Yeah. If I happened to be there when Coachella was happening, like I can't say or if I got well, yeah, you have to get tickets in advance. But like I can't say I wouldn't want to go like once. But like, I'm also perfectly fine just like seeing it.
I feel like once is fine, but I don't need to go every year.
Yeah.
How do you know you've never been? So
I know I could get the get the bug if I go. You know,
yeah,
get the Coachella bug.
Exactly. People just seem like they're fucking sick by the end of it.
Like
sick.
Like ill.
Yeah. Like just because it's like such a huge weekend, partying the whole time.
I heard there was
so many people.
Yeah, I hear it's kind of a shit show sometimes, like with the camping kind of aspect, and there's no bathrooms, or you have to wait really long for a bathroom.
I
saw someone was wearing a diaper.
Bro.
I was like,
no.
Oh. But then I heard it's because they didn't have enough bathrooms.
What are they? So they're just going to shit themselves in their fucking adult diaper?
I don't know. I've heard of people doing that.
That's awful.
Yeah.
That's vile. I judge you if you do that. Anyways.
Well, it's disgusting, but it's effective.
It's disgusting unless it's a like a health necessity.
Moving on from Coachella, six ladies went to space this week, Erin. How do we feel about it?
I think that I feel like people's reactions are dramatic. They're like, this is so, like, why did they do this among all the things that are happening? But it's also like, who fucking cares? Like, they were going to spend the money on it anyways, and they're just hating on all those people because they were the ones to go do it. Sure, they could have put those resources somewhere else, but also it's like, who, like, they went to fucking space. Like, that's where those resources were going to. Like, everyone's caring too much, in my opinion, and, like, I don't know.
I guess, but also at the same time, it's like, like, I understand the historical aspect of six women going to space. It's super cool. But, like...
Well, it's not historical. It's just, like, cool, yeah, we commercialized space travel.
Yeah, but, like, you didn't... You went... Your whole trip was 11 minutes long.
Yeah, but you went to space.
I know, but it's, like, I don't know.
They,
like,
commercialized space travel.
I was talking with mom and dad about it earlier, and both of them were just kind of like, oh, yeah, it was... It was just kind of weird. It felt very, like, presumptuous almost. Like, oh, I have the money to spend on this, so I'm going to go spend it, which is fine.
No, I agree that it seemed kind of stupid. And, like, they're like, Katy Perry thing. What a wonderful
I just don't understand why it was publicized so much. Like, if you're
because it was a bunch of celebrities going to space.
But, like,
wasn't it SpaceX, too? Like, I mean.
I guess. I just wonder how those astronauts that were, you know, stuck in space for 9 months felt about Katy Perry kissing the ground after being gone for 11 minutes.
But, like, that's such, like, a fucking weird take that people have. Because it's like. She's just like she just went to space for 11 minutes, came back and kissed the ground. She didn't think, wow, oh my God, like, I'm so grateful I made it back alive. Like,
yeah, I'm not saying I'm against it. I'm just saying
I'm not necessarily for it or against it. I just think people are like making something out of nothing. It's like, yeah, sure. Like that costs a lot of money and whatever. But it's like, who fucking cares? Like, they weren't going to put that money towards anything else besides that. They've been working towards sending people to space like for years and years and years.
Yeah, I guess. I feel like...
I agree. It was kind of stupid, but, like,
there's a lot more going on right now that I don't know why anyone cared about.
It's probably something covering something else up. Did you see that? They're like, why are they putting so much attention on these six women going to space? Like, what is the government... Well, not that's the government covering up, but it's like, why is this news story covering something else up? What's going on?
Well, everybody thought it was so weird.
Everyone forgot about the drones because something else probably happened. Just saying.
Yeah. But I don't know. I saw all these things. Like, everyone was like, oh, that's so interesting that they're reporting on a trip to space that lasted 11 minutes with Katy Perry and...
I don't even actually know who's there. I don't know. But
Oprah's best friend. Oh, my God. What is her name? I'm forgetting.
Gail.
Gail King.
Yeah. But anyways, it was like, it was stupid because it was like, okay, what the fuck was the point of that? But also, like, the point of it is because it's, like, fucking sick. Like, why are people skydiving? Like,
Because you can.
Yeah, like, you went to space. Well, sure. Why were people going in the submarines that, I mean, that ended really badly for, like, Ocean Gate and whatever. Yeah. But, like, why are people doing that? It was super expensive. It's, like, just because they can and people can make money off it. I'm not saying that money could have been better spent elsewhere on, like, an actual cause. But, like, people are always going to commercialize stuff. People are going to pay for it.
I mean, I definitely think that it's cool. And who wouldn't want to experience, like,
it's just on a way bigger scale than, like, skydiving,
you know,
or, like,
seeing our world from, like, up above. Like, who wouldn't want to experience that? It's just, like, I don't know. The way it was so highly publicized seemed so, like, I don't know. They acted when they
calculated,
came down.
Like,
when they came down, they acted as if, like,
They acted like they had been there for weeks. Like, I didn't realize it was only 11 minutes. When
total. Like, up.
I thought that.
Spending time and down 11 minutes.
Yeah.
So ridiculous.
I mean, yeah, but, like, what were they supposed to spend a week there in that tiny pod? Like, what?
No, but it's just, like, I mean.
What, would it have made a difference if they were there for, like, an hour?
I want to say, what's the point? But that's also because I've never been to space.
Yeah, and some people don't have the desire to. I don't even know if I'd want to go, but it's like, no, some people don't. I keep comparing it to skydiving, but it's like, who the fuck cares? Some people want to, some people don't. Like, some people are going to pay a lot of money to go do this. Some people aren't. Like,
I mean, some days.
I think it's just the future. I think it's just something people can do now.
I agree. Someday there's going to be just like flights to space.
It's not going
to
be as wildly as expensive as it is right now. It's like the first time anyone's ever done it.
Yeah. I just thought it was really interesting.
No, it is. And I'm glad you brought it up. But I don't know. I feel like people are just, it is overly publicized. That's why I'm like, I feel like people are overreacting.
Yeah. I'm kind of indifferent, but I kind of lean more toward the side of, did we really need that?
Yeah.
Like, did we really need to do that?
Yeah.
No.
No, we didn't. No, we didn't need to do that.
I don't think it was necessary.
But was it kind of cool that now people can like take a quick trip to space? I mean, it's kind of cool.
Sure.
But also like, I understand why people are saying it's a waste of resources.
Yeah, I was just going to say it's a total waste of resources to send.
So many things are.
Did you see what Wendy's, like the fast food chain?
Yeah, they were like, can we send her back?
Can we send her back?
That was crazy. Like, why are people so up in arms about it?
I think people just like to stir the pot and cause shit.
Yeah, I guess. But
anyhow.
Anyways. The next thing I was going to cover was, is it time to talk about The Last of Us?
I think it might be time.
Okay, so anyone who hasn't watched episode one or is like in the middle of like watching the first season or anything, if you haven't seen episode one of season two, this is a spoiler alert. I'm going to talk about episode one, so just stop listening now. Thanks so much for tuning in.
And if you haven't watched it,
watch it.
You're an asshole. Go watch it.
You're just dumb for
that. Such a great show.
Yeah, it's so good. And I rewatched the whole first season again just before the second season.
Oh, I did
started,
too.
So
well, I need
totally
a refresher
worth it.
Because
wait, I'm glad you refreshed because I have some things just to bring up that I didn't realize about season one.
Yeah,
not a couple things, but
go
whatever.
For it.
But basically, just to start with season two, episode one, just to kind of like give a quick overview, it picks up like 5 years after the end of the last season, which was like that puts Joel at like probably like mid 50s,
yeah,
late 50s, and puts Ellie at like age 19.
Yeah,
so that's a huge difference. She was 14 before, so I wasn't ready for her to be like a full blown adult. I mean, she's still a teenager, but
she was so like innocent and young in the first season, and now she's just like, oh, yep, live my own life.
Exactly. And it basically picks right back up where Joel made that controversial decision to save Ellie from the Fireflies, and like he lied to her about killing literally everyone. And now they live in Jackson, Wyoming with the brother in that like little town that they have set up. And it basically shows like Ellie and Joel with a really estranged relationship now, because I think Ellie knew from the beginning that he was lying to her about like the whole situation of the Fireflies.
Sure.
But I think it's now that she's getting older, I think they'd been there for however long, you know, it's kind of coming to a head, and she's like,
well, she was also
about it.
Young and wanted to believe the trusted adult that she had in her life. Like,
exactly.
The only one. So.
Exactly. And then the other thing, too, is it introduces this character, Abby, also towards the very beginning, who seems like she's the daughter of one of the men who was part of the Fireflies, who was Joel killed. And so there's like a couple of like the Fireflies kids who in the beginning they're like hanging their necklaces, like burying the Firefly parents or whatever, or like the adults.
Yeah.
And they're like, clearly it's a common, like, I don't know, they're very vengeful. Seems like that's gonna be a big part of the season. They're gonna come after Ellie and Joel, or especially Joel.
Yep.
And the other thing too is there's like a new love interest for Ellie, Dina. Is that her name?
Dina. Yeah,
Dina.
It's her best friend.
Yeah, yeah. And so I thought that progressed super quickly, by the way, like their relationship.
I did too.
They were besties, and then by the end of the episode, they were kissing, which I was like, I like their relationship, but it just happened. It was just episode one. I thought there would be more of a progression of it.
Yeah, I noticed
that
really
too,
matter,
but
then I was like, you know, we're starting. We're
kick
kind
it off.
We're picking up 5 years later.
That's
so
true.
Like,
they've been best friends for a long
what
time.
Happened. Yeah. I thought it was a great episode.
Oh,
though.
No, it was awesome. And so, yeah, that's like a really brief overview, like gist of the whole thing. And so basically what I wanted to cover, too, was like, I guess those were the two main things, like
I wonder, like, how Joel and Ellie are going to kind of work through Joel lying. Like, I wonder, I want that to just come out, because, like, Joel was, like, in the first episode was, like, talking to a therapist. He's clearly, like, torn up about it.
He's
but,
so
like,
sad.
What would you have done in that situation? I guess, like, I'm not a father figure to a 14-year-old girl, but, like, in like, an end-of-world situation. But, like, right. Joel went berserk, but it's also Joel, so it's kind of badass when he did that at the end of season one when he, like, killed everyone.
He was protecting her.
But, yeah, like, he was protecting her like he couldn't protect his daughter who died. In the very beginning, like, but when the pandemic and yeah, when the whole thing deep. Started, so
real deep,
just saying. But yeah, and so basically, I was okay. So just one of the things I was curious about, something else that happened in the first episode of season two was, like, there's this new type of, they call them clickers in this, right? Not zombie. I think they call them clickers.
Definitely not zombie. I think they call them clickers or
because they go like, I can't even make the sound. Try it.
Oh no,
that's pretty good.
Whoa,
wait, did you like that?
That was pretty good. What do they call them? They call
clickers.
Them clickers. No, but
the infected.
Yeah,
but they call, yeah, whatever. And so Ellie, we know, is, like, immune, right? So she's immune to getting bitten by these clickers, but, like, there's right. this new, like, evolved version of the clickers where they can see, and the way that they attack you, they're not just, like, running at you because they hear you. Like, they, like, stalk you. Like, they're more effective
very
hunters.
Creepy.
And Ellie got bit in this episode. Mm-hmm. Because, like, they were, like, on a survey, whatever, like, yep. Whatever. And I'm like, what if she, well, obviously she'd fucking die or become infected. But I'm like, what if, like, she's not, I immediately thought, what if she's not immune to these, like, new variant, basically,
but
of
she
clickers.
Got, didn't she get bit by the new one?
Yeah. But I'm like, obviously she's going to be fine because they can't just kill her off. But I would just, immediately, yeah. I was like, oh, if they have a whole new variant, like,
yeah.
What if that changes the way she reacts to it?
I know. No, that's a really great question.
But yeah, and something else too that I noticed, well, I think I read this somewhere too, but basically I didn't realize. So episode one, this also the whole reality of this, it's so funny. Like, you know, that disease that comes from ants and, like, the fungus, like, takes over the ant's brain and they want to go spread it. It's like a real thing, like cordyceps.
Yeah, it is.
It's just so crazy. Like, I think, I like this show so much because it's, like, I feel like the most accurate description of if an apocalypse was going to happen. Like, this is how it would happen.
Yeah.
Like
this
more than
any
other
people,
zombie show or movie.
This is how different people would react.
No, like, I mean, yeah. Like, with the disease actually spreading. Like, this is the most, I feel like, realistic.
No, I know. But I'm just saying, like, in the first season, the way that different people reacted. Like, they had Bill and Frank. Like, Bill was that, like, modern day, like...
I sobbed each time I watched that.
He called himself a survivalist, but, like, some people ran, some people died, some people joined the Fireflies or the Fedra or whatever, and it just shows, like, kind of the hierarchy of people that would potentially happen if the end of the world actually occurred.
No, exactly, and I totally agree with that. So I just thought it was a really accurate depiction, and, like, I haven't played the video game because I don't play video games, but my boyfriend's played it, and he's like, it's super accurate, like, to the story, and, like... You just said
that.
They do a really good job. I've heard that just from a lot of people who've played the game. But basically, something I didn't realize was that the cordyceps, like the fungus basically that's like infecting everyone, turning them into zombies, was originally like spread through gluten products that were sent to the U.S. I think it all began in like Indonesia. So gluten products sent to the U.S.
So we're safe.
Yeah, in that case. Because
yeah,
I think it came out in like a... some kind of factory. I think it was gluten products. I'm pretty positive. And basically, in the first season, like, if you remember, like, the very first scene of the like, the pilot episode, at least one of the first scenes, Joel comes back, and it's, like, his birthday, and the daughter's like, you didn't buy pancake mix? Like, for your birthday, it was Joel's birthday, they were going to have birthday pancakes,
oh.
And he's like, I totally forgot we're going to have eggs. That
yeah.
saved them.
Yeah.
If they had eaten the pancakes.
Is that a conspiracy?
Yeah, no, like, that's, like, I think part of the whole thing. Like, it's legit.
Oh.
I watched a video on it.
Or maybe it was,
no, I
it
think
like
it's
a cake or something?
No, it was birthday pancakes in the morning.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so, basically, the other part of this that you'll realize, so they had eggs instead because they're like, eh, whatever. Or maybe it was cereal. I'm like, well, that would be gluten. So, I think they had eggs or something. I don't fucking know. But... if you remember later in the episode, the daughter went to the next door neighbor's house who was like older and they made cookies together and the old lady
yes.
ate the fucking cookies, but
yeah.
the daughter didn't. And the old lady turned into a zombie.
But before the cookies, the dog was acting weird toward the old lady.
Well, because she saw it. Well, what the old lady had eaten the cookies.
And she was, the dog was looking at the old lady like, what the fuck's wrong with you? You smell weird, probably.
Oh, interesting.
So it was in those products used in the, like, that would have been used in pancakes, or that would have been used in
flour.
Yeah, like gluten products. And so
you should explain gluten products.
Oh, sorry. For those who don't know at this point, it's 2025.
Aaron, you don't should do know that. What gluten is. People don't know sometimes. We don't have to be upset about it.
That's like saying, like, what's rice?
It's a grain.
Okay. Like, everyone knows that. But gluten is a protein found in wheat, barley, and rye. And basically, if you think of gluten, it's like anything normal. If it's not naturally gluten-free, it's like anything that comes from, like, a batter. It's like cake, cookies, like
cake,
crackers.
Cookies. Anything, really, that you put flour in.
There's a gluten-free version of anything now. But, like, pizza,
well, yeah.
Pasta.
Beer.
Bread, obviously.
Beer is one.
Beer, obviously, yeah.
Barley.
Come on, people. You know what gluten is.
Anyway, gluten products. Now continue.
I mean, that's pretty much it, though. I just thought it was super interesting that one decision, like, or not decision, but Joel forgot to buy pancake mix.
It was just the way the cookie,
saved them.
Just the way the cookie crumbled.
Yeah, but now it makes me think, I'm like, God damn it, we're fucking safe if this ever happens just exactly the way it happened in The Last of Us.
We're glutton free.
All these fuckers around us are screwed, especially those who don't know what gluten is.
Yeah, fuck you.
Caroline, you're yelling at me. She's like giving me a look. She's like, actually, Aaron, calm down. And then
no.
She just told everyone to fuck off. Or fuck you. Anyways.
It's fine. Everything's fine.
It's fine. Everything's fine. But anyways.
We're gluten-free.
Thanks, Caroline. The Last of Us. First season was incredible. First episode of season two was really good.
I'm hyped for Sunday. By the way, it comes out at Sunday. Or at Sunday.
On Sundays
it
at 9 p.m. though.
On, I know. 9 p.m. is late. I freaking hate when shows come out at 9 p.m. I'm like, why can't it be 7 or even 8 is fine?
Yeah.
But I'm a grandma. I go to bed at like 9:40. I have to be up early.
I go to sleep like at 10.
9:45, 10 o'clock is my bedtime.
Yeah. No, I hear you. Because it's like, 9 o'clock, it's kind of pushing it. But I mean, for The Last of Us, I guess I'll have to make it work, you know?
I like to have my face washed, teeth brushed by like 9 o'clock.
Yeah. In bed at like 8:45 is great. That's a little early, I know, but like.
But it's nice. You can watch
it. Watching a TV show, you know.
Yeah.
But anyways, though, just like not on the topic necessarily of The Last of Us, but on the topic of Pedro Pascal, who's the main character in The Last of Us. He plays Joel.
I love him.
This was just a recent speculation that I just wanted to bring up. I'm pretty sure it's been like debunked, but there was like recent rumors that like Jennifer Aniston and Pedro Pascal were on a date.
Wouldn't that be fabulous if it were true?
I know. I was like, oh my God, what a perfect pairing. Like, he's so handsome. She's so beautiful. They're just kind of like, they both seem like such nice people. But I think what the whole thing was, it was just like they were meeting. They had got dinner with like mutual friends.
Yeah,
that
that's
like
what I
just
saw.
Just what they said.
No, that's what I saw too.
I know. I just want it to be true.
I know.
They would look so good together.
I know. I know.
Apparently they both addressed the rumors, though. They clarified like they're just friends. Like they said it was like a fun martini dinner with mutual friends.
Yeah.
Basically saying like they just have a platonic relationship. But I was like, God damn it.
A martini dinner?
I know.
Damn.
I know. But but I think they said, well, let me see. No, never mind. I feel like I read something somewhere where she was like, it'd be awesome to work together or something like that. Can you imagine a Jennifer Aniston plus Pedro Pascal movie, show, whatever?
Oh, iconic.
Yeah.
I would love it.
I would love it too. But yeah.
Watch
The Last of Us. Wish the rumors were true, but they're just rumors, sadly. But
what was the quote? Believe everything that you read is fake until proven otherwise or something?
Oh, like, well, but yeah, I mean, basically everything you read on social media, just assume it's fake until you like find it from an actual source.
Yeah. No, I think that's a good
especially with freaking AI lately. I don't even know what's true and what's not.
Dude, I keep seeing videos and
my
like,
feed on
whoa.
Instagram has become like trash.
Same.
Like as of like
awful.
This past couple of weeks, I'm like, what is this? It's like all this celebrity news and it's just fake. Has that happened to you?
Yes, it has. And you know what? Chicks in the Office,
they're reliable
to them a lot
enough.
And
yeah.
Rhea brought it up that she was like, oh, bring back like the chronological Instagram
thank
feed.
You.
And I'm like, yes.
It's gotten, okay, and call please. Me crazy, it's gotten exceptionally like even worse in the past like week or two.
Yeah.
I was like, what am I looking at? I was like, where's all the people I follow? Like I don't like Caroline and I both posted on Instagram recently and I like yours didn't even pop up for me. I had to like go search you and
no,
like
I miss like everybody's post. People
well, you are... tagged me, I guess, but like still.
Well, yeah, but like my friends will be like, "Oh, I posted a picture," and I'll
where
refresh my feed where I have to search. Oh my sorry. God, God bless. That was not dainty at all.
Thanks.
Merry Christmas.
I think I channeled my inner Kyle for that one. Kyle has the funniest sneeze.
Kyle sneeze. Achoo.
Achoo.
Wait. Ready?
Yeah.
Achoo. Achoo.
That's pretty Kyle. Yeah, okay. That's a good job.
We can cut that out later.
No, okay. I liked it.
We'll keep it in?
Yeah.
All right. Anywho, yeah, bring back chronological Instagram.
Yeah, totally agree that it's literally so fucking stupid. I'm like, and also the fucking threads. I get like,
I get
reeled in by like what the caption says, and then you open it and you're like, this fake. Is all fake.
It's fake as fuck. Yeah. Everything's fake. So nothing's real.
No.
We live in a simulation.
I mean, I think that's a whole other topic for another episode. We should bring one of our friends who talked to us about a simulation, us being in a simulation. We should bring him on to talk about it.
Down.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, anyways, you guys, I think that's all we have for you. Glad we could get you up to date on our Kiowa trip, tell you about the wine tasting, talk about... Caroline, what the fuck did you even talk about? I forget.
Well... Go listen back. I'm just kidding. I am not repeating myself. I'm
just kidding. And
she forgot.
Yeah, I actually am blanking right now, but we also talked about The Last of Us. But yeah, anyways, thanks for tuning in.
Those were the three things that you talked
about. Yeah, I know, because I just told you I fucking can't remember what you talked about.
Anywho, good night. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you guys next week, or hopefully we'll talk to you guys next week. But I just want to also let you know that if you have anything you would like to hear from us or like for us to discuss, that you can DM us on Instagram. Our Instagram handle is @gossippod. We also have a TikTok, which is going to be @thegossippod. Usernames were limited.
We're less active on TikTok.
Yeah, we don't have anything on TikTok.
We're
like these are
very
our social media
technologically challenged.
We're not technologically challenged, Caroline. Maybe you are. It's just getting it all together.
Ouch.
Yeah.
God damn. Let's hang up.
Hang up. You're right in front of me.
I know. Bye.
But anyways, thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.